Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
You can have it all, is the slogan of a beer commercial. Having it all is exactly the desire of a generation of people who want it all, and they want it right now. Granddad may have been willing to wait, at least for a while, but today's generation wants it now. Young adults in Asia want it all, too. It includes color TV, a washing machine, a refrigerator, a motorbike, and now a car. Their Western counterparts include the compact displayer, the new young adult standard, and the BMW automobile. But can you have it all? Or is this another fraud perpetrated on us to cause us to commit ourselves to what we can ill afford? Tom Sein, writing for World Christian Magazine, contends that you can't have it all, and trying to have it all will not only create unbearable stress, but will leave you with little interest in anything or anyone other than self-interest. He says, there is growing evidence that the rat race is a fraud. It isn't a good life at all. It isn't good for us. It isn't good for our kids, and certainly isn't good for those with whom we share the planet. End quote. The problem is, though, that most of us don't know that not having it all can count for something, too. Take, for example, Jonathan Blake. At age 31, he had graduated from one of the day's finest law schools. He'd become a partner in a law firm, having spent six gruesome years working his way up the ladder. Having arrived where most people would like to be at the pinnacle of a career, he got there only to discover that the elation and the fulfillment he expected didn't exist. He told a reporter, I thought when I finally got to be a partner, I would feel this huge release. But nothing's changed. I'm still the same insecure overachiever I was before. Only now my heart's not in it. Having it all implies you can accumulate enough things that at some point all becomes enough and satisfaction results. Relationships are unimportant. Values are inconsequential. Morals are relative. But getting as much as you can as soon as possible, that's tremendously urgent and important. A man who apparently had it all once came to Jesus. You read about him in Mark 10, often described as the rich young ruler. He had what most people are seeking, money, power, and authority. In addition, he seemed to have a measure of self-respect and just plain moral goodness. Unlike many who are trying to have it all, he could say, I kept the commandments about murder, adultery, theft, and dishonesty. I haven't given false testimony. I've honored my parents. What more could a person ask for? One thing you lack, said Jesus. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Does having it all mean giving it all away? Not necessarily. But the having it all mentality commits one massive fraud. It puts you at the center of your universe, whereas Jesus Christ alone wants to be in that position. That was the failure of the man who was the first committed to having it all mentality. There's one more thing that needs to be said of him and of you who are trying to have it all. Mark says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. That you must not forget. The relationship which puts things in their proper perspective is the relationship of responding to the love of Jesus and following him. Let him be Lord and Master of your life. Have you been caught up in that, I've got to have it all, and I've got to have it right now syndrome? It causes you to forget about morality, about right and wrong, about family and God. It becomes a snare that entraps you. There is something to be said for not having it all and being satisfied with what you have. Our email address is guidelines@guidelines.org. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.